Matthew McConaughey renews push for gun controls that haven't stopped mass shootings. By A.W.R. Hawkins on June 18, 2022. On Friday, actor Matthew McConaughey, who's made a small fortune executive producing and starring in TV and movies using guns, tweeted a video summarizing his trip to Capitol Hill and re-emphasizing his push for gun control laws that have not stopped mass shootings. On June 6, 2022, Breitbart News noted that McConaughey used an Austin American Statesman op-ed to push gun control in response to recent high-profile shootings. He referred to gun control as an acceptable sacrifice in light of the attacks. McConaughey spoke from the White House press room the next day, June 7, 2022. He used the occasion to push the same gun controls he had outlined in the op-ed. Gun controls that already exist in states around the country, where they have already failed to stop mass shootings. The gun controls the Dallas Buyers Club star pushed for background checks, although the U.S. has had background checks since 1998. Moreover, the May 24, 2022, Uvalde attacker and the May 14, 2022, Buffalo attacker both acquired their guns via background checks. Speaking from behind the White House press room podium, McConaughey also said, "We need to raise the minimum age to purchase an AR-15 rifle to 21, and we need a waiting period for those rifles." He also pushed for red flag laws. California has a 10-day waiting period for all gun purchases, a ban on semi-automatic rifle sales to people under age 21, and a red flag law. The ban on semi-automatic rifles was ruled unconstitutional by the Ninth Circuit on March 11, 2022. In fact, Mike Bloomberg affiliated Every Town for Gun Safety ranks California the number one state for gun law strength. Yet FBI stats show that California is also number one for active shooter incidents. On June 17, 2022, McConaughey posted a video to Twitter summarizing his Capitol Hill gun control push. Watch below. After McConaughey wrapped up his White House press room gun control push, Breitbart News pointed out that 6 handguns, 2 assault weapons, 2 submachine guns, a shotgun, and a grenade were used in the first season HBO's True Detective, which McConaughey starred in and produced. Breitbart News also noted that McConaughey has used 18 guns in 11 movies over the course of 25 years. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. Reach him at herhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.